Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
That's a classic.
Shots, yeah.
What are they, kamikazes? What are they?
Lemon drops.
Oh. Lemon drops.
Oh.
You like a good mind eraser? You ever had one of those?
I don't think so. I've heard of them, though.
Yeah.
Are we rolling? We're already talking now.
Yep.
Okay, great. What's in a mind eraser, Vin?
I don't know, but it was one of those that someone at a gig one time was like, hey, you want a mind eraser? And I was like, let's do it. And then, it got me really shit-faced.
Erased your mind.
I was going to say, I was surprised you couldn't even remember it.
But at that time, I liked that. So it was perfectly fine.
It was. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for what feels like a Monday, but is actually a Wednesday. You know, we're all back from the long weekend. A little bit extra long. V. Hale,
you know,
up,
I have successfully not had a cold for so many months. It seemed like when I got the snuffles, I was like, is it possible? I've been on such a run. And it turns out, yeah, it's totally possible I've got a cold.
Well, did your kids go back to school?
Yeah. They did.
Yeah,
but they're not sick. So, but I also have been around their friends too. Like a bunch of those little rascals were with us on Sunday.
Yeah,
one of the nights we went on some boat. Speaking of boats,
it's always the kids, the filthy little kids. Oh, no, I was stretching. Sorry.
Wait,
my hand wasn't up.
Vinny went on a boat.
I have a question. What you on a boat? What? How come I'm just finding out about the boat right now? I'm all about the boats. Tell me about the boats.
You're just finding out now because I have a cold and I haven't wanted to talk much, but, we went on a boat. Our friends had their 25th anniversary and invited us, and I don't know why they did this. I mean, it was nice. It was a wonderful time, but they invited a bunch of kids, people with kids. So everybody brought their kids and the kids ran around like lunatics, and it was
that
a nice little
awful
2-hour Monterey Bay cruise. Like we were in
sounds
a
awful.
It was fun. It was fun enough, and the views were incredible. And you know, the guy running the boat knew how to drive, so it was there was no fear. There were no moments where anyone went, what's going? You know, are we okay?
Is this a boat that's like a ferry, and they had like you know food and drinks set up on there, or was it like a yacht, or was it like
The O'Neill catamaran? And it's here in Santa Cruz. It's in the Santa Cruz harbor.
Yeah.
And it's why you see it every day if you live here. You see it every day. It's out. They do full day things, but this was just a 2-hour sunset thing.
Oh.
And
how many people total were on this thing? How big is a catamaran?
15 to 20.
Oh, all right.
No, it was big. It's actually tight. You wouldn't expect it to be big enough because a catamaran is kind of an interesting build, but it had a below deck and a place where people could use the restrooms, and there was a bar there that, you know, I didn't use, obviously, but right. But upper deck, there's the spot towards the back where, you know, there's basically, I don't know what they call them, pontoons? Look it up! I don't know. But there's two basically
the
things
bottom
in the
part
water floating, right?
Yes. That's a pontoon, yes.
And okay.
Then whoa! Then there's a net between the two.
And the net between the two is where it's towards the back, but it was fun. The kids danced and, you know, you could see the water through it. So it definitely had like kind of sketchiness element, but it was fun.
Sounds really fun. Well, and I love it, you know, something that's different. Like, oh, we're going to do this. We are? Okay, let's try it.
It was really
that
cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
How did Isla do? Didn't she jump out the last time she was on a boat? Because
she
of...
did. And in fact, that's funny that you bring that up because.
It was recent, when, too. Like she,
when this came to me, Bryn, you're a very smart man. When this came to me, the missus said, yeah, we're going to go on this boat. And I was like, and she goes, no, we're going on a boat. And, you know, the O'Neill boat. And I was like, yeah, I do know the O'Neill boat. I also know my fucking wife and my daughter are both seasick and are going to ruin this trip for these people. Yeah. Why would we go on that? Right. And she's like, nope, we're not going to let that happen. And I'm like, but what if it does? Like, then these people who are like doing an event, and she's like, you worry too much. I got this. And I'm like, oh, okay. I would never have done it because, yes, if you didn't know, the last time my daughter was on a boat, she jumped out and swam back to shore.
As in, I can't take this. This is too bouncy.
Dude, that is amazing.
And she's a good swimmer.
Yeah, she's an excellent swimmer.
She just said, fuck it. She jumped out and swam back to shore, and that was her boat day. So I figured this would be trouble, and it, you know, there were some moments. Something's going on with Isla right now. There's a little anxiety thing happening where you see her start to get tense, and you start to go like, oh, boy, this sucks. Like, bummer. So she had a little bit of the tension right before we went on, and I was like, well, that's it, everybody. We're going home. And the missus was like, no, we're not. She's going to do this. She can do this, and I can do this. And I'm thinking, the poor people who are throwing this party
have no idea. So what was the, did they take like the
seasick drug, whatever it is?
They didn't. Yeah. They both had these bracelets like, on that are supposed to like do something.
Oh, bracelets. Yeah,
some
really
bracelet.
Helpful.
I don't know what. And the trip went off without a hitch, and a great time was had by all. And afterward, I had to tell Mama, I apologize. I have a negative attitude. You were right. It all worked out. But if it were up to me, I would have never done it. I would have been like, we can't take...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Two risky passengers on other people's anniversary trip. Like, that doesn't seem right. But it worked out great, and we had a ball.
And sometimes that's how life goes. Everything was great.
Mm-hmm. Rarely.
Nice.
Rarely. Had so much fun. Speaking of how to go, how was your trip? I see the picture of you on the bull, and you look so happy. And then there's a picture of you carrying a big tray of shots. What's going on? How was it? Did your boyfriend miss you?
Oh, my God. It's not my boyfriend. Please, dear God, send help.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it was fun.
I have a question. Did you text with him while you were away at all?
I gave him specific instructions to not answer his phone if I called because I, in my old age over here, still drunk dial and did last time I was up there. And so, I drunk dialed and he didn't answer. Thank fuck.
Wow.
Did you leave him a long voicemail?
No, I remember I said something like,
I love you.
I heard his voicemail for the first
time. I love you, and I'm not going to ever leave you.
Stop ruining it for me.
I just want to call you. I love you.
No, I said, that voicemail is stupid, and I hung up the phone.
I'm going to eat your about ass like just a taco. Now. I'm going to lick the shell clean. I'm going to lick it clean.
No, close.
And I love you.
No. I didn't know those words will never come out of my mouth for that person. No.
Love you, Ryan.
Oh, you know you're doomed now.
Never say never. Right, you're doomed now.
You're doomed.
Yeah.
I'm not doomed now. I'm not doomed when I have control over that situation. Negative.
I was so not going to be with Anita. I was so, like, not going to be with her.
I was so going to be with Myara. It was crazy.
I was so single. Like, I'm
you
so...
were going to be with Myara. What are you talking about? That's all you say. When you met her, you knew.
No, we broke up for like a split second.
Yeah, but you got together in the first place.
I know, but I was never going to settle down.
Yeah.
And then I did.
Huh.
Food for thought. Well, that's all.
I guess I'm stronger than you two fuckers. I don't know what to say.
You sound like a lot like us.
Ryan Seacrest.
But I've sounded like that
rich.
My whole life.
I think you should go
what?
For it.
Oh,
Ryan
she's getting nervous.
Very rich.
No, it's not happening.
So okay. Were you just
anyways,
girlfriends?
Yes.
There was nobody to shag up there? Or...
Shag?
Whatever. No. Shag.
Oh, that's right. I can say fuck.
Randy, baby. Yeah. Yeah, no. There's no... No. It's like up in the mountains and... It's just regulars who live up there. There's no... Trust me.
Yes,
it's like desolate up there. Yeah.
Your hand is up.
Did you masturbate at all on your weekend away?
No. In someone else's... No, God, no.
In someone else's what?
It's not like you're going to leave anything behind.
It doesn't... Yeah, I'm not... I can't do that. If I'm in someone else's... Not my own bed like that? No.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, unless it were like a hotel, maybe.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it seems like you could do that pretty
discreetly. I actually
have
a question. This came up yesterday. I actually have a question for the boys.
Oh, all right.
About masturbating. I'm glad this came up.
Go.
Masturbating, really?
So
all the time.
I can tell you everything.
We'll take...
No? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know how it's done, Aho, but thank you. so take away, this is pre-wife, kids, pre-distraction. It's just you. You're a bachelor. You have all the time. No one's... needs your attention, right? How many times in a day could you masturbate?
The most. What you're saying, like, what's your personal record or something?
Not personal record, but like...
Well, if this is hypothetical, is this me single at my age, though, too?
No. Sure, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to get the time you've done it.
I think I'd be a lot different now if I were single than when I was single when I was 22.
Okay, let's say you're 22 years old, you're single... There's no hope of you getting laid. How many times do you get yourself in one day?
I'd probably say three or four before I'm like over it.
Yeah, I'd say probably the world record if I'm super, something happened that got me super worked up. You know, a girl winked at me or I saw somebody's shoulder whatever.
The sun rose that day.
Whatever. Yeah. Like something got me going. I would say probably six times if I were able to.
Oh, my.
Like no one's home. No, there's not anything to stop me. And then but there's also a point where that also becomes like, Jesus fucking Christ, Vin. Find something else to do today. So there, like that is... That's shameful. It's embarrassing.
All right. It's not shameful or embarrassing. We have a three.
I don't think it is either.
We have a six. And now Alex.
I would have to say a five or a six. I think that would be.
Okay.
But I know I've gone way, way more when I was younger for sure.
Said my max.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming I've been able to go 10 times, you know, in a day for sure.
You're just fucking yanking that thing all day long.
Damn. Yanking it off.
Well, you learn how to use it. It's
point where,
you know,
where it's like sensitive on the skin, like dried out. And chased.
Like girls can't do that. The bean gets sensitive quickly. Uh-huh. All right. That's
my
okay.
Teenage years were absolutely ruined by my parents being around.
I'm so sorry. Those fucking parents, the people that put that roof over here, get the
present
fuck
in your
out
life.
Here.
It's just
God damn. It sucks having parents. To pay for everything.
Fucking assholes.
Clothing, feed.
Well, it just never leaves. Like,
trying to
jack
it over here. You
guys, you know, all my friends, their parents are gone all the time. They do stuff. They leave. Why are you guys always here? Never left.
Why don't you go jack it at their house? Their parents are gone. Oh, jacking it.
Dude. Gross.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anyway. How about a letter?
Boys do that? Didn't they have like jack off parties? They'd like put
no,
on a porn
I've
and
never...
Oh yeah, these guys have a jack off party every day we work in the studio. It's just like
I have
talk
never...
about how yoked they are and they're all jacking off the whole time.
Yeah, everybody reaches to the
never,
right.
Never ever.
To the right. Little circle jerk.
A little bit of help.
Rise and shine. It's how you guys get the day started, right? Little circle jerk.
Look, if you were gonna be jacking your own, you might as well reach over to somebody then it's like a fresh hand, you know?
Switch it up.
Everybody knows.
Someone else is doing it for you.
Exactly. So I'll close your eyes. What's the big fucking deal? Just having fun here. There is no shame in
hands a hand.
That's
yeah,
not true.
Mouth to mouth. I mean, what?
When I've had a hand injury to the right hand and you have to use the left and you find yourself going like, wow, it's inferior in every way. Like, it really does not do. You can do it. But the left hand is definitely worse at its job.
I only use my left now.
Oh,
like
my
pretty
goodness.
Much
what?
As,
why?
As long, you know what? I think I'm left-handed naturally. I think I am. And I just was like trained to use my right hand only because it's...
So much easier and everybody would want you to do that.
It's bad luck in the Asian culture.
Oh.
So like Cameron
what?
Was... Cameron was... Yeah, my mom would smack my hand. And she still does that to Cameron. So when I found martial arts, I find that I'm left-footed. I kick better with my left side. But then also the reason why I feel like I jerk with my left hand is because my mouse is on the right hand. I'm always on a computer. Right? I cannot mouse with my left hand though. Because I'm used to using my right hand for things.
That is interesting. So it is unlucky. Bad luck.
I know.
Huh.
There's all
so
kinds of
are you saying
so
Cameron's
tired.
A lefty?
Yeah.
I'm saying Cameron started off left-handed. Now she's right.
Oh.
But
and his mom had nothing to do with it, so she's now right-handed.
My mom had a lot to do with it.
I thought you said that she was left-handed, so you guys have switched her, or she's switched herself?
She was with my mom a good amount, and I think they just really were about that, which Anita is left-handed, so she doesn't mind it, but I think my mom had a big influence on Cameron. She comes over, when she's not on a cruise, she was here today at like 7:30. Feeding the kid. She just comes in, makes food, and forces the kid to eat. All the kids, whatever, and then, mm-hmm. and makes them use their right hand. And she leaves. Bye.
Huh.
Yeah.
How does your wife feel about that?
She really appreciates the help. She's getting Cameron ready for
That's
school.
A good she's, answer.
It's true.
That
like she's
diplomatic but, answer.
No, it's exhausting. Like I told you, Kaya is a little difficult.
Yeah.
So getting Cameron ready for school while Kaya is going crazy. My mom's there to like kind of feed Kaya and help with Cameron. And while Cameron gets ready for school as they get ready to take off. And so it is a big help because Anita's juggling all that by herself at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm
no kid sounds good right now.
It does. It sounds so fucking exhausting. And I'm thinking
it's
about
just so
like,
much work.
They're running this whole, you know about their Taekwondo business now, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They got that going on. They got the two little kids. I'm actually really glad that Anita was able to quit. And now, I mean, now she sees her kids all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
She's stoked. She
stressful,
is happy about
though.
That.
It's stressy.
Well,
I think
I'm sure she liked being the hot chick at the fashion store, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think it was just long hours, you know, those and away
well,
from your child.
It's retail, so I have to believe. I don't know enough about
Retail's
that high end
worst.
Retail, but they don't pay a lot unless they're giving them. Are they giving her commission if she sold big ticket items?
They switched from commission to salary, but she was getting bonuses, and her bonuses were big. She was making big money when she was doing commission, though. Like big money.
Yeah, I could see that being
surprised.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have had a hot chick say, those look good on you, and I'm like, I'll take them. And then later I'm all, I'll never wear this again.
So
can I have a date with you though too?
I'm so stupid.
Well, we've done it again. Luckily, we have you back on the show tomorrow because we're out of time.
What?
But, yeah, I know. We got all these great. We asked for last week. We asked for a bunch of bad advices, and we got them. And we've done one so far. And then we got a bunch of response to that one. So we did, but we talked about that one. So tomorrow, I'll read you a few titles, and you guys can pick. We'll get right to it, okay?
All right. Oh, the end. Sorry.